Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castineau. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Washington moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines scores. Fisk moves to third. Squires moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Fisk scores. Squires moves to third. Law moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Paul Boris now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Law reaches second base with a double. Squires scores. Law scores. Almon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. John Pacella now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lamp, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing right field. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Law hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball towards center field. Mitchell makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Mitchell. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Luzinski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law takes first base on ball four. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Luzinski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Laudner takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaetti moves to second. One out. Mickey Hatcher pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Gaetti moves to third. Salome Barojas now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone fields it and throws to second for the out. Gaetti scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Gary Ward now playing center field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Fado pinch runs for Randy Johnson. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Laudner strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Fado moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesu Vega pinch hits for John Castano. Jesu Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.